Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's 38 Special bringing us back. Welcome back, 17th of the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about having one of my friends, Michael Harrison, back on the show. Michael and I have known each other for a long time. He's the editor and the publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is an absolute clinic. He and that organization, your organization, Michael, you've given a clinic over the last 20 years that I've seen in how to evolve, how to reinvent yourself, how to morph, how to find a way to stay relevant in a world that's moving faster than, you know, at light speed. And folks, if you want to understand what you're going to have to do in your business going forward, you should go back and study what Michael has done. Michael and his team have done over the last few years. And so, Michael, you've got some perspectives that I'd like for you to share with the audience on how you've done it, and also not only how you've gutted it out and how you pulled it out of yourself and your people have, but the tools and the technology that you've used to do it. Talk to us about that.
Well, the key of the tools and the technology, I mean, when we started Talkers Magazine, it was 1990, and it was completely analog, completely 20th century. We were a print publication. We looked like a newspaper. The most technologically advanced piece of equipment that we had in the office was a fax machine. That was a big deal. We used the old typewriters.
I tell millennials, my first technology when I started over 50 years ago was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper.
Exactly. I mean, I ran the entire circulation department for the first 6 months of Talkers on a yellow pad with a ballpoint pen, actually with one of those marker pens. I got a fax machine. I thought the fax was pretty damn amazing. Remember how it was awesome? It was a miracle. How does this happen? You know, and that was the beginning. But the key is to keep up with the changing technology and use it to your opportunity. If you wanted to broadcast when we started Talkers Magazine, you had to go to a radio station because that was where the microphone and the transmitter were. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to reach people, you had to use the U.S. mail. And we printed, as I said, on paper. And today, there's no print publication. I got rid of that almost 10 years ago, when it was at its height, not when it was shriveling, not when it looked like it was dying like so many of today's publications.
But it was the expectation of your customers. They wanted to see it in electronic form, didn't they?
But it was easy because most of my customers are media people, and they already were living online. People would say to me, how do you feel about not having print anymore? You think you're going to lose customers? No. And I increased my circulation when we dropped the print publication about 8 years ago. When we dropped it, it just suddenly said, that's it, no more. We're online, because we had developed our online presence to the point that it was really excellent.
But, Michael, the essence of what you're telling us, see, folks, is Michael had a paradigm. The people in his industry, the world looking at him, had an image of what Talkers was. It was a physical magazine. I got it every month that I held in my hand. Mm-hmm. And you had to make a hard decision to flip a switch and completely go in a different direction, not in the content, but in the way you delivered it. And those are hard decisions for small businesses, aren't they?
They're hard decisions, and they also are emotional decisions, because sometimes we become hung up emotionally on the form that we are using, not realizing that it only means something to us emotionally. But what I did was I created the entire infrastructure of our online presence before I changed. So I was able to have everybody happily being online, and I realized that was where the action was. Printing a magazine in an instantaneous 24/7 business is crazy because, one, you can't target your people. You don't know if they're still at the address. You get letters back from the post office, no longer at this address.
Expensive.
Sometimes the magazine would get in the rain and get all muddied up.
Mm-hmm.
So we increased our circulation. I'm going to make an amazing statement now, and it's absolutely true. We increased our circulation tenfold within 3 months after doing that.
That's amazing.
Because we could send talkers to anybody,
What are your lessons? What have you learned from all this that you would tell somebody who's struggling to make a change right now? They're looking around them and they realize that their old model isn't working. Or they're starting a new business and they're thinking about doing what you did years ago. What's your advice to them?
Consider every customer to be a brick in a building. Build your customer base brick by brick. Have a relationship with everybody you do business with, mm-hmm. and work hours and hours and hours every day at it. Using the tools, social media, email, podcasting, online communications, Twitter, whatever it is that you can do, reach out to people, grab them eyeball to eyeball, eardrum to eardrum, and make them know what you have. And the other thing is, you have to have a product that people need. You can't build a business any longer with an idea that you think is cute or that you think people will love, and then put it out there and hope they come to you. The old statement, if you build it, they will come, not totally true anymore. It's a noisy world. People are
distracted. They're going somewhere, but they might go right by you if you don't have the right amount of if you don't have the right message, the right content. That's for sure. Michael, I need the website more time, please.
Talkers.com.
All right, and what will they find when they get there?
They'll find everything they need to know about what's going on in the talk radio industry.
What about your own podcast?
I have a podcast called The Michael Harrison Interview. It's at mhinterview.com. And I do very much like what you do. I talk to leaders in various fields of technology and social
change. It's a good one, folks. I've heard it. So we'll take a quick break. Right back with Michael Harrison. More of his wisdom after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.